Your RAG pipeline works great in the cloud, but try running it on a phone and watch your battery drain in 30 minutes. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 177. I'm here with Boone, and today we're diving into ZVEC, Alibaba's answer to a problem every mobile developer building AI features has hit.
Yeah, and this isn't just another vector database announcement. This is SQLite for embeddings, which is honestly what we've needed for 2 years now.
Exactly. So here's the thing. Everyone's building RAG applications, but they all assume you've got a fat pipe to the cloud and infinite compute. Try building a semantic search feature for a mobile app, and you're stuck.
The current options are basically send everything to Pinecone or roll your own with Face and Prey. Neither works when you're on a phone with spotty connectivity.
Right? And that's where ZVEC gets interesting. It's designed from the ground up for embedded use cases. Think about it. Every app wants semantic search now, but nobody wants to build the infrastructure.
So let's get into how this actually works, because the architecture is pretty clever. ZVEC uses what they call a hierarchical quantized index. Basically, it's compressing vectors aggressively while maintaining search quality.
Hold on, break that down for me. How aggressive are we talking?
They're getting 8x to 16x compression ratios while keeping recall above 90%. The trick is they're using product quantization with learned centroids, so the compression is tailored to your specific embedding space.
That's actually brilliant from a product perspective. You're not just shrinking the data, you're shrinking it intelligently based on what matters for your use case.
Exactly. And the storage layer is where the SQLite inspiration really shows. Single file database, no server process, ACID transactions, but optimized for vector operations instead of relational queries.
Okay, but here's my product manager question. Who's actually going to use this? Because embedded databases have a history of being loved by developers and ignored by everyone else.
I think this one's different, though. The use cases are pretty compelling. Mobile apps doing local document search, IoT devices that need to classify sensor data offline, even desktop applications that want semantic features without internet dependencies.
That IoT angle is interesting. I'm thinking about industrial applications where you can't rely on connectivity, but still need intelligent data processing.
Right. And the performance numbers they're showing are pretty impressive. Sub-millisecond query times on typical mobile hardware with memory usage that scales linearly with your dataset size.
How does it compare to just using FIES locally? Because that's what most people are doing now when they need on-device vector search.
FIES is faster for pure similarity search, but ZVEC gives you persistence, transactions, and a much simpler API. It's the difference between a high-performance library and a complete database system.
That API simplicity is huge. I'm looking at their examples, and it's literally create index, insert vectors, query. No configuration files, no cluster management, no wondering if your index is corrupted.
And they've got bindings for Python, JavaScript, and Swift out of the box, so you can prototype in Python and then deploy the same code in a mobile app.
I'm giving this a solid A-. The only thing holding it back is that it's brand new, so we don't know how it performs in the real world yet.
Fair point, but the technical approach is sound. And honestly, the fact that it's coming from Alibaba means they've probably been running this internally at scale before open sourcing it.
True. So what should our listeners actually go build with this?
First thing, clone the ZVEC repo and run through their quick start tutorial. It'll take you maybe 20 minutes to get a working semantic search running locally.
And if you want to get your hands dirty, try building a document search app for your own notes or PDFs. Use something like sentence transformers to generate embeddings. Then see how ZVEC handles a few thousand documents.
Or go mobile. There's a React Native plugin already, so you could build a semantic search feature right into a mobile app. That's going straight to my weekend project list.
Perfect. And honestly, even if you don't use ZVEC specifically, understanding embedded vector databases is going to be crucial as we move more AI processing to the edge.
Absolutely. This feels like one of those obvious in retrospect technologies that's going to be everywhere in 2 years.
That's exploring next for today. Go build something local, something fast, and something that works without asking the internet for permission.